It's Marketplace Tech for May 6th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This week, the New York State Department of Financial Services gave the green light to the Gemini Exchange, allowing it to include a new kind of currency in its strange corner of financial trading. The Gemini Exchange, think of it like the NASDAQ, but for new virtual currencies, is owned by Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss, a.k.a. the Winklevi. They're often mentioned in the same sentence as the words lost out to Mark Zuckerberg, but they've been long on cryptocurrency for a long time. The new currency available on Gemini is called Ether, and it's part of what's called a public blockchain. Tyler Winklevoss is CEO of the Gemini Exchange, and we called him up to explain some of this. First question, what does your exchange do for the regular user? It's sort of like turning cryptocurrency into cash.
Well, it's definitely easier to buy cryptocurrency, and it's safer. So if you want to buy Bitcoin or Ether on Gemini, your money never leaves the country, and it is going to a regulated platform that's probably regulated by the same people that may even regulate your bank.
Why is it important?
Well, it's important because we've always envisioned Gemini as an exchange that would potentially allow you to buy and sell more than just one cryptocurrency. So we see Bitcoin as a better version of physical gold.
So what's the analog for Ether?
Ether is the token that allows you to use the processing power of the world's largest decentralized computer. You buy computing power in the network with Ether. So instead of your program being run by Amazon, let's say, in the server center in Ashburn, Virginia, it's being run by computers across the world. And that is very special because it can't be censored. There isn't a single point of failure. And it's a global computer.
A lot of the technology that people are excited about when it comes to cryptocurrency, without getting too much into the weeds, the idea is basically to get rid of the need for a middleman. Won't the middleman be unhappy about that?
Yeah, certainly if you're eliminating the middleman, that person would not be so happy. But, you know, I'd contend that in general, the middleman does not provide a super valuable or creative, innovative service. And a lot of times they exist because technologically we haven't figured out a way to eliminate them. Once we do, we know we have a much more efficient, cost-effective system. And that is the promise of the Bitcoin protocol. That's the promise of the Ethereum protocol, is that we can now send value and use these systems over the internet.
Tyler Winklevoss, he is CEO of Gemini Trust Company. Tyler, thank you very much.
Thank you.
By the way, while we are in the weird and wild world of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, earlier in the week, Australian Craig Wright reportedly showed proof to respected Bitcoin engineers in private that he was in on the ground floor of the cryptocurrency and may have created it. And he was apparently prepared to offer even more public proof. Well, sounds like Mr. Wright got cold feet. He has apologized, saying he can't provide further public proof. He still maintains he's the guy. Is there a term for jumping the shark in a tech story? Because I think we are there. Hi, Ben Johnson here. Thanks for listening to Marketplace Tech. We give you context on business and technology in your life. Some context on us. We are a nonprofit service and we rely on donations, call it old school crowdfunding. Your gift in any amount will automatically be doubled this month thanks to the generosity of Newman's Own Foundation. We've also made some awesome Let's Do the Numbers Pilsner glasses as a thank you to donators. You can donate today at marketplace.org. It's Silicon Valley time. My guest this week, Erica Berger, is the founder and CEO of the content discovery network Catchpool. Erica, you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm ready.
2,865 romance novels.
Published last year through Kindle.
This is actually approximately how many romance novels Google fed to an artificial intelligence engine to humanize it. After its hefty consumption of books with titles like Fatal Desire and Jacked Up, the artificial intelligence was able to produce romance novel type sentences of its own.
Wow.
Would you read a romance novel that has been written by an artificial intelligence? Would you?
That sounds more interesting to me than a traditional romance novel, so I'd have to say yes. But I'm very
Agreed.
Into like
Agreed.
Her and Ex Machina. I'm all about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got for me?
72% of teens
have done something via a chat app that their parents would disapprove of.
That is a great guess. I would guess that would be higher. But it's actually that 72%.
You and I are cut from the same cloth,
yeah.
obviously. But go on. Yes.
It's 72% of teens feel the need to respond to their technology immediately.
Whoa. Where does this come from?
It is from a new survey by Common Sense Media.
Huh. All right. $10,000.
Is it the most expensive app in the Apple Store?
It's actually this bug bounty that Instagram paid a 10-year-old. If you put a code into the comment section of like an Instagram post,
mm-hmm.
you can delete other comments.
Whoa.
10-year-old gets 10 grand for a bug bounty.
That feels really low, but good for that kid.
All right. What do you got for me?
So 100.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a hint, something that flies.
They made 100 drones spell, "Will you marry me?" to someone else.
Intel. This week,
okay.
in honor of the FAA loosening its standards on flying commercial drones, which is a bigger deal than we realize,
True.
Had 100 drones fly and replicated the feeling of fireworks.
Whoa,
yep.
That's awesome.
So they lit up the sky, and it was kind of artful.
4th of July, let's go and find one of these drone shows and just go.
I'm down.
You're down?
Yeah, totally.
All right. Awesome. Erica Berger is the founder and CEO of Catchpool. Erica, thanks for playing along.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.